from the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
I Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show.
Podcast. Powered by Air Transat.
So they say the perfect way to make a festive bum wreath, Mocha, in case you're wondering.
Okay.
Is you just grab a pair of like old leggings or pants and you cut a hole in the butt so your cheeks are exposed, and then you decorate around the edges of that hole with like bells and tinsel and garland and
like a regular wreath.
Like a regular wreath. And then when you turn around, your tushy is there and it's framed perfectly in a Christmas wreath. Maury, come here for a second. What was your technique? Did you cut a pair of pants or did you just go bare? What did you do?
I pulled my pajamas down. They were around my ankles, and then I put the wreath on my bum.
Oh, well, did you just hold it there? Like a, it wasn't.
No, duct tape.
Oh, you taped it to your back.
Yeah.
Oof.
Pajamas very, down at your ankles.
Okay, so you, okay, wait.
Weird.
So you didn't even like you just were your pants were just down. You even take your pants off? They were just down around your ankles.
No, because once I got into bed, I shimmied them down and then put the wreath on my back.
So were you standing or were you lying?
Lying face down into my pillow.
Well, that's not in the spirit of the bum wreath, though. I don't think.
But it, I thought it would be.
Wow.
How else are you supposed to display?
Well, it's supposed to be like a fun sort of festive thing.
Yeah, maybe a little bit sexy.
Yeah, maybe a little sexy.
You gotta go bum up.
Oof. Okay, so you did the bum wreath, the festive bum wreath. And this is what Matthew's reaction to it, yeah?
Matthew.
Oh, no.
What? In God's name, is that?
This is a new trendy thing called festive bum wreaths.
I know you are f-ing lying.
This is a festive. This is a thing that people are doing. It's a new social thing. Decorate your bums with wreaths.
I'm not having this. This is not happening.
And look, if I move, there's bells.
First of all, the bruise on your hip is distracting me.
Oh, no.
We could do this just together.
We are just together. Who else is here?
I got you one too. It's in the bag.
No.
Describe how great my bum looks in the wreath.
Take the off.
Do you want me to jiggle again?
No, don't jiggle.
Jingle my bells.
Great. Happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas. Let's go. You're getting like sticks and like parts of the wreath all over.
Merry Christmas from my bum to you.
Okay, I cannot believe this is happening right now.
Why?
Because this is weird and silly. Okay, can we put the wreath on the door or somewhere else?
Take the wreath off my bum.
You take the wreath off your bum. Later on, put this wreath.
On your bum.
No. Get off the bed with that thing. Just please go. And get a vacuum and vacuum all that in the comforter. Thank you, which I just watched, by the way.
What? There's nothing there.
There's fake snow everywhere. Vacuum that up. Get the Dyson. Now.
I'm putting my underwear back on.
Oh, you can hang around with wreaths naked, but you can't vacuum naked?
No.
The Roz and Mocha Show Podcast.
Oh, what's this? Oh, Christmas.
Christmas trees are up all over the place.
I haven't done mine yet.
We haven't done ours yet either. We were at my sister-in-law's place last night. They had done their Christmas tree.
Really?
Yeah.
Everything seems real. And I know people say this all the time, but everything seems real early this year for some reason. I don't know why. I think it's because it's been such a terrible bloody year.
Yeah.
And all the news has just been awful. Everything is just awful. Everything sucks right now. Everything you read. And so I think people were craving the positivity and just frivolousness of joy that everybody just decided to go all in on Christmas a little bit early this year.
Including the Dammits.
Oh, no.
Who decided to spend their Sunday night in their loving home together.
This is always awesome.
Putting up the Christmas tree.
Does he still make you put the Jewish decorations on the back? Yes, okay.
Oh. You have to hoist it.
No, it was never like this.
You stick.
You're gonna break it. Move out of the way.
We always do this together.
Clearly not. Okay. Step aside.
No.
Leave it up to me, because clearly...
Matthew, you just stick this into the hole, and then you twist...
Where the f*** do you think it is? It's in the hole.
Yeah, but you need to tilt it.
You need to go away. Physically get up and go away.
No, you need to tilt the tree.
I can't do that without you physically getting up and going away.
How? When I have to help you tilt the tree.
Okay, thank you. I just vacuumed. Get up.
How are you going to do this on your own?
Like I do everything else around here.
Oh.
Can you stick this into the hole? I'm holding it right now. It's so heavy.
It needs to be on the floor. You're holding it up in the air. You need to be doing this when it's on the ground.
That makes no sense.
Yes, it does.
You stick that into the hole, okay. And then it goes through.
But you're not sticking it straight.
I know, but it has to find the rivets.
Can you please stick it in straight?
Right there. Oh, I felt it go in.
Maury, stop.
I'm trying to help by giving
you're
you the
not
ribbon.
Helping at all.
I'm trying to just lay it out like you usually
you
help me do.
You don't lay out ribbon. No, balls like that go below because they're big. It doesn't go there, it goes behind.
Why?
I don't want to pickle it. Oh.
Pickles bring good luck.
Then put it behind us.
Don't you want everyone...
Please put the pickle behind the tree.
The pickle, as we know it, goes in the back. Oh, a dreidel. Do we have to put the dreidel in the front and center?
It doesn't have to. It can't go there.
Why?
I don't want it front and center. No, okay. You're not
Why
thinking.
Why are you moving everything I place?
Because you're not thinking.
What do you mean?
You're just randomly putting ornaments on a tree. There's a design and thought process behind this.
Have you thought and designed?
Yes.
I'm going to put these, what, like here?
Okay, little tiny ornaments like that go on top of the tree, like above. Don't you dare put that there.
Why not?
Because toy little fucking trinkets do not go on the tree.
Matthew.
What is this from? Star Trek or something?
Back to the Future.
No.
What?
It goes in the garbage is where it goes.
Oh, wow.
Again with the butterflies. God, I love my butterflies, but Jesus, you've really got an insect on
me. But they're not. They're white and they're beautiful. It, like, represents winter.
We... are on a theme.
This one looks great here.
Are you dumb?
What are you talking about? It looks great.
We are happy with a theme, and we're going off-brand.
Oh, Merry Christmas, everybody.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So last night on CBC, the episode of Murdoch Mysteries that features our very own Dammit Maury aired.
Oh, yes, that's right. Remember Maury rehearsing for that? Come in here for a sec more, my love.
And you were only in one scene, right?
Oh, less than a scene.
Yeah, but a very pivotal scene, I'll have you know.
Less than a scene.
What was the scene?
So,
if anyone missed it last night.
So it's when the inspector realizes in their Halloween episode that everyone in the town is being very nice, which is not normal.
Right. And Maury played the character of?
Passerby.
Right.
Dammit Maury scene from last night.
Why do you say that?
The station hasn't received a single call today. Not one complaint. No littering, no loitering, not even any lollygagging.
And that's bad?
It's not right.
Best of the day to you, Inspector.
See?
And that was it.
Cut.
Great job, Maury. All right. See ya. On your way. And what was the reaction like last night? Did everybody love that or what?
Mixed reaction.
Oh, really?
Oh,
some
wow.
people were
mixed.
Like, that was it? All that build up, that was it? And then a lot of people were like, oh my God, congratulations. You were on my favorite show.
But they had to know that the build up was because it was so small though, right? Like,
yeah.
we're aware.
Yeah, I think some people just thought we were playing not all of it.
Oh.
Like there was more to that conversation.
Like we were just teasing it.
Right. Like maybe you and the inspector would run into each other down like somewhere else in the episode and have a little bit of a longer dialogue. So did you tell your husband Matthew that you were going to be on the show, or did you tell him what scene
I told
and how
him,
short it was?
He knew it was on, but yeah. I told him nothing else. He didn't see me practicing. Oh. He saw nothing.
Okay.
So you guys are sitting on the couch last night. Is he excited?
No, because I took him away from Mariah Carey on The Voice to watch this.
Gotcha.
The station hasn't received a single call today. Not one complaint. No littering, no loitering, not even any lollygagging.
And that's bad?
It's not right.
Best of the day to you, Inspector.
See? Everyone's been so damn pleasant.
Okay.
sorry.
What's so funny?
We gotta rewind and see that again.
It's not right.
Best of the day to you, Inspector.
See? Everyone's been so damn pleasant.
What's so funny?
Your dialect doesn't match theirs.
Best wow. of the day to you, Inspector. I'm just saying.
It's the way you say Inspector. It should be like, best of the day to you, Inspector. Like,
but we're not in England, it's Toronto.
Well, they're talking like they're in England.
He's English, everyone else is from Toronto.
I feel like there needs to be an accent or a dialect there.
You realize it's too late.
You're really into it. Your character, you're like really giving it. Let's see it again. That suit is way too big for you. They could have taken that in.
It's not right.
Best of the day to you, Inspector.
See? Everyone's been so damn pleasant.
All that facial hair. See, it's the word inspector. I like best of the day. Like, it works. But then inspector is, like, too,
okay,
like...
Okay, now say something nice to your husband.
You wanted a guest appearance credit for this?
Yes.
No, it's a one line. It's not really a guest appearance. It's an extra,
pretty
much.
I'm not an extra. It was a guest appearance. They even tweeted about it.
It was a very quick guest appearance. Like, don't blink. Give him his Canadian Screen Award right now.
Here we go. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Let's talk Air Transat real quick. Happy to tell you that they fly to over 60 destinations in 26 countries, including direct flights to 26 destinations in Europe alone.
Yeah, that's incredible. I always look for direct flights first.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
Because oftentimes... You know, yeah, you can save a little bit of money on connecting flights and everything else. But for me, direct flights, it's a game changer when it comes to travel. Like an absolute game changer,
yeah,
right? Especially when you're going to Europe. It's such a long flight.
And I don't know, for me at least, when taking flights and not doing direct where you have to do transfers,
yeah,
there's always that chance that your first flight gets delayed. And then what happens when you get to... the next airport,
dominoes. Like, if you told me, like, hey, you want to go to Croatia, or hey, you want to go to Portugal, I'd be like, oh, I'd start thinking, like, doing the math in my head of how long it's going to take to get there, because I didn't know that you can get direct flights from Air Transat to both Croatia and Portugal, as well as Dublin, Italy, Amsterdam, Athens, and Paris.
You can check out the full list at airtransat.com. Air Transat, vacation is calling.
Yeah, hey, Maury, I saw a picture of you that you boasted of you and Matthew dressed... Was it the two little girls from The Shining?
Yes.
In dresses.
That's
and,
right.
And wigs.
Yeah.
You both had your glasses on.
So weird.
How did you get Matthew to agree to do that with you?
It was not easy at all.
Because it's a dress, or he just didn't want to play along with you?
Because he doesn't want to get dressed up in a costume, and you know, he was too busy.
Too busy on the weekend. Well, the damn it.
Oh, did you record it?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Of course. Of course. The conversation happened in the condo. And of course, Maury recorded what happened when he told Damn It Matthew, hey, I got these costumes from...
Couples
the Shining.
Costume. Yeah. Oh, no.
The twins.
Oh, no.
It's couples costume time.
I'm not getting into a costume right now.
Why not? It's couples costume.
I am f-ing cleaning right now. You're bugging me right now in the middle of cleaning.
You don't do anything for me.
Oh, really? I think you might want to rethink that statement.
Please, costume time.
Maury, get out of my face.
We're going to be the twin little girl sisters that kill people.
Don't know who they are.
From that movie.
What movie?
You know, the one...
I don't know. That's why I'm, like, wondering.
Where they look the same.
Do
and they're
know.
In a hallway, and it's
no,
scary.
Don't know this.
We're gonna be... Because we are twins.
We are not twins.
Everyone says we are.
Oh, God, our neighbors, if they're hearing any of this...
Can I at least show you the costumes?
Fine. Where do you hide all these things?
Okay, so this is the dress.
How many times is this?
I'm not getting into this.
And then this is the shoes.
Where did you get these?
The internet.
Are you spending money on this?
Yeah, it's Halloween.
Are you spending money on this?
Yes, it's Halloween.
No. Ow! Oh my God!
What did you do?
I cut myself.
On what?
The dress.
Box, Maury.
Oh.
What is this?
Those are the socks that we wear.
Okay, This is not happening.
Yes, it
no,
is.
No, it's not.
Just for one photo.
I don't need this for a photo. I do not care.
So we'll just try it on quick.
Oh, God. Does it get you to shut up?
Yes. I'll see you in your costume.
Okay.
So.
Okay, so he put it on, obviously, because I saw the picture. But I didn't know that he was this disgruntled about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, trying to clean.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Devin Matthew does not want to get into this costume. Yeah. Also, Maury, the twin girls from The Shining, they didn't kill anyone.
Yeah, why don't you say we're going to dress up as like the girls from The Shining, not dress up as twin girls who kill people.
Yeah.
Like, that is a hell of a pitch. Little girls who kill people.
Yeah, I mean, the point is, the two of them got into the costume.
Okay.
There's Velcro on the back of the dress.
There's no Velcro. This is polyester. Cheap fabric.
Look. And then you just do
up
the back of the dress.
Going into a paper bag. I think you need to lose some weight before you get in this. It doesn't go.
Yes, it'll go.
The shoes are not going to fit me.
These are an eight.
An eight in women's. An eight in women's is not an eight in men. So hair just was supposed to come down like that?
Yeah, and then we'll put this in the back so you can see the length. You look like Mariah Carey.
I was gonna say, you look like a 40-year-old Jewish mom.
How come yours has more curls than me?
I don't know, but I love it.
Hi!
I'm an ugly woman. Oh my God, I know what it is. I didn't shave.
No, but that's almost funnier. It's just, who cares? It's fine. We're not drag queens, we're little girls.
Okay, wow.
The Roz and Mocha Show Podcast.
Give me the weed, good ganja weed. Now wanna burn it up, cause wanna murder the weed. Give me the weed, good sense the weed. Ganja will love all, yes indeed. Ganja are the healing of the nation.
Smoke them if you got them, if that's your thing.
Yeah. Order online. And by the way, if I see anybody out there on the streets today smoking a whole lot of weed, I know you didn't buy that legally. Because Canada Post don't work that fast, bro.
Definitely not that fast.
Are you going to smoke? Are you going to bring any home, Maury? Do you remember that time Maury brought a joint home for Matthew? And Matthew thought that the FBI was going to be knocking down the door? Do we have that? That is one of my favorite weed. One of my favorite weed moments.
Oh my God,
on this show, because
about
Matthew's
that.
Very Maury's husband, damn it, Matthew, is very paranoid. Do you remember when Matthew freaked out because Maury invested in weed?
Oh yeah,
he lost his mind, thinking it was going to affect like your credit rating and you might lose the mortgage because of it, because you invested in a dirty weed company. But yeah, what did you do? Somebody gave you a joint at 420, and then you brought the joint home.
And they had that big. Are you going to that the big celebration today at Trinity Bellwoods?
No.
Maybe score some more and bring some home?
No.
To Matthew?
He's not going to do that.
No?
No.
Hi.
This is it.
Hi.
I was at 420.
Really? I think I can smell it.
Oh, and they were handing out free joints.
Are you joking?
Really, do you want this?
Are you serious?
Yes.
Where did you get that from?
Like, they were handing them out, so they gave me one and I stuck it in my pocket. I just remembered it's there. Smell. It's actual marijuana. God.
Maury?
Yeah. Do you want it?
No, I don't want this. I don't want our fingerprints on it either.
So what am I supposed to do with it now? I thought you would maybe want it to calm you down. You're so high strung.
Oh, really? Calm me down?
Yes.
I think you should be taking it.
What if we go on the balcony?
No! We complain about our neighbors who do this.
The renters.
Exactly.
Did you buy that? Spend money on that?
No, it was handed to me for free.
They're just giving away marijuana.
Yes, someone was rolling them up and hanging them out. 420 is a very friendly thing.
That could be laced with something and you could die. I'm not about to attend a funeral.
You don't want it?
No, throw it down the toilet before anyone sees this. And just so you know, the police are going to come knocking on our door. Did you smoke pot? Is that what happened?
No, but it was just naturally in the air. Take it. It's yours.
No, I'm not touching that.
Take it.
No, I'm not touching that.
Take the weed. Take the weed.
Here we go. The Roz and Mocha Show Podcast.
I've been to goat yoga before. I did it last year and it was wonderful. Me and Catherine and Roxy went and it was magical, and you're hanging out with little baby goats, and it was one of the best afternoons of our life. It really was. It was so glorious. I love little baby goats. They're so dumb and so adorable. And it was just a magical afternoon.
What do they do? Just like jump all over you and stuff?
Yeah, they put your crotch and everything else. It's fun.
Sounds like it. So relaxing.
The Dammits, Dammit Maury and his husband, Dammit Matthew, they went up to Black Creek Pioneer Village and they do goat yoga there every Friday night. So they thought that it would be fun to go and experience goat yoga.
Back up.
Yeah.
Maury thought it would be fun.
Maury thought it would be fun. But I think sometimes Matthew likes anything that you guys like to do, the popular things together, something that the new hot thing they enjoy trying together. And you could use a relaxing afternoon together, the two of you, right? We all know that. So I can only imagine just the zen place that you two found yourselves in doing goat yoga.
The difference is, Dammit Maury did not tell Dammit Matthew that they were actually doing goat yoga.
Oh.
Matthew thought that they were going to regular yoga.
Oh, that changes everything then.
Don't even talk to me right now.
You agreed to do it.
I did not agree to anything. I'm being forced right now.
Okay, but what's the worst that can happen?
I can think of a whole bunch of things. Me in the emergency, in the ER, because I've been kicked by a friggin'
a baby goat. People say this is therapeutic.
And poo and pee on my clothes. How do you know? Like, if they're gonna poo or pee on you.
So you wipe it off.
No, Maury, I don't want poo and pee on me. Like, that's not relaxing and cool. You told me it was yoga.
Yeah, and people say it's very therapeutic.
It's not therapeutic. That's anxiety-inducing having a goat on you.
Then people would have canceled it long ago, but people sign up for this. They love it.
Also, I think I'm allergic to goats.
So if you get wheezy, we'll leave. What if you have a great time?
There's no great time in having a live animal walk all over you.
How bad can it be?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
not
here
funny.
We are. Okay, put on a smile. Here we are.
No.
So it's going great so far.
Are you relaxed yet?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Tapping the toes. Dropping the belly.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Oh, my God.
How is this relaxing?
Find cat.
Oh, my God. What's he doing?
Oh, my God.
Let's try that again. Inhale, drop the belly.
How is this relaxing?
They have nice long hair.
Oh, my God. Let's open up the knees so they're the width of the mat, and then settle the hips back to the ankles.
Is that poo? I smell poo.
Settle the hips back to the ankles.
Yes, oh, my God.
There's probably poo somewhere, but it's not on you.
Okay.
If I had to choose a
feces. Is this the one? No. Oh, my God. What was that?
It's so relaxing.
Sorry.
Yeah.
What? How did this become a thing? This is a lifestyle thing?
They have
oh my
hair.
Lord. Okay. Oh my God. What? No. Not on this jacket. Not on this jacket.
It's dripping.
No.
It's dripping.
You're lying.
It's gonna drip.
Yeah, he needs
don't.
A little wipe.
He needs a wipe. Oh my God. Maury? Is there on my jacket?
No, that's Mocha. Yeah,
Mocha.
They got a goat there named Mocha.
Oh God, that's a bird.
Mocha Mount Matthew.
Oh my God, Maury! Its bum is in your face.
Ew.
Oh my God, it's on my hand. Ew. Oh my God.
Oh, and you know what, Mocha?
That's like murder.
Kiss.
No, they have to watch their hooves or whatever they are. This is not my thing, I will say that. It's not my thing. You can't relax for yoga.
Did you see when it peed on your shoe?
Oh my God.
And when it pooed on your hair?
It didn't. No. Please tell me no. Oh my God, am I breaking out into hives? Oh my God, there is pee.
There you go. Damn it, it's doing goat yoga.
Yeah, the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Every now and then on social media, you stumble across an argument between two people who are arguing about something that neither one of them know anything about.
Oh God, it happens all the time.
And that happens all the time. And you see it all the time on social. Very rarely do you get to experience one of those arguments in real life, because it's very different in real life when you actually hear two people arguing over something that neither one of them have any idea about what they're talking about.
Okay.
So this is a conversation that was recorded between Maury, of course, and his husband, who everybody loves, Damn It Matthew. So it's Damn It Maury.
Damn It Matthew.
And Damn It Matthew. I'll play you the beginning of the conversation so you can get a little test. Okay, so here's the beginning of the conversation.
I have a question for you.
No.
We were at the beach the other day and it dawned on me.
Did it dawn on
you? It dawned on me. Is there no lake that touches the ocean?
Oh, God. Why do we care?
Do you think?
Lakes touch oceans, kind of, sometimes.
Which lakes touch oceans?
No, a lake goes into a river that goes into an ocean, or the vice versa. The ocean goes into the river that goes into the lake.
Then what happens to the salt?
The salt is only in the Atlantic.
Okay. Okay.
Everything about that explanation is completely wrong.
Okay, so you see where this is going. Now, this went on for a long time, so I had to take it and condense point, counterpoint, argument, point, counterpoint, argument between Maury and Matthew arguing about do lakes touch oceans? Are oceans salt water? What happens to the salt? Do oceans dump into... So neither one of them have any idea what they're talking about, but it turned into a very heated discussion. Here's the condensed version of that conversation.
Is there no lake that touches the ocean?
Oh, God. Lakes touch oceans, kind of, sometimes.
Which lakes touch oceans?
No, a lake goes into a river that goes into an ocean, or the vice versa. The ocean goes into the river that goes into the lake.
Then what happens to the salt?
The salt is only in the Atlantic.
There's no Pacific salt?
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't been to the Pacific Ocean.
But if there's a river and then into a lake, how does there no salt in the lake?
I don't know these things. Maybe they're not always connected.
So can you not, if you travel in a lake, you get in a boat, you can't then get to a place that's touching an ocean?
The Great Lakes, they're not attached to oceans.
Are those the only lakes?
No, there's Lake Como. There's, you know, all kinds of lakes.
Kokomo.
No.
And the rivers and the streams are not from, they don't connect the oceans and the lakes.
I think sometimes they do, because where do they come from?
Again, then what happens to the salt?
Not all of them have salt.
How can an ocean not have salt?
Not every ocean has salt, I don't think.
Of course
I think
they do.
I only know the Atlantic Ocean as being salty.
And then it doesn't stream out? Maybe there's like the rocks filter it?
It's a filtration process that happens naturally.
How do they determine then what's a lake and what's an ocean?
You're asking me the same question over and over again, and I've already answered it 10 times.
You answered nothing.
Yes, I have.
Hope you paid attention, kids.
Right? Back to school's happening. You can skip the first week. The damage took care of everything for you.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
People let me tell you about my best friend. She's a warm-hearted person who loves.
So you're telling me that Best Friends Day is tomorrow?
It is. Tell you about my best. You and I are best friends. I got a big day planned for us.
I love that. And Damn It, Maury and his husband. Maybe they're best friends. Maury seems to think so. And the rule, as you've heard so often on this show, is that Maury is not allowed to do a lot of stuff in the house. There's so many rules. No bare feet in bed. Not allowed to use Matthew's bathroom.
Not allowed to touch the thermostat.
Not allowed to touch the laundry machine.
Not allowed to load the dishwasher.
Correct.
Not allowed to unload the dishwasher. Right.
But the number one rule, if there is a number one rule on that list, is Maury is not allowed to call Matthew at work because he is the busiest person. This, according to Damn It Matthew, he's the busiest person in the world, and it is the one thing above everything else that Maury is not allowed to do. And so, what is this? Did Maury troll Matthew? Is that what happened?
Hard.
Okay.
Matthew speaking.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi. So I was just looking at the calendar on the internet, and tomorrow...
You know you're calling me during the busiest time of the year, right?
But for me at work. 2 seconds. Tomorrow is Best Friends Day, and I thought that you would like to know.
Maury, are you kidding me right now?
Best Friends Day.
The busiest time of the year for me at work right now.
I know, but... Are we best friends? Did you marry your best friend?
Yes.
So can we celebrate Best Friends Day tomorrow? Like a picture or something for the Instagram?
Oh, no.
Everything with you is about Instagram and likes.
You're my best friend.
Okay, great. Yeah, likewise. I can't believe you're calling me at work right now for this.
But think about it. Like, you married your best
friend. No, I don't have time to think about it. That's my point. I can't even believe you're calling me right now about this thing.
Okay, we'll talk about when
bye.
Okay.
Oh, no.
What the f***?
Okay, so one more thing about Best Friends Day. You know you have that friend in Barry, Tracy.
Yes.
But you call her your best friend.
Oh, no.
Yes, because she is my best friend. She's my actual...
I thought I was your best friend.
Oh, this.
Listen.
Oh, no.
There's two categories. There's best friend, as in, like, a friend, like, just a friend.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And she's that. She's my best friend.
But you said
you're
that you
my
married...
best friend that
but
I
you
married.
Said that you married your best friend.
Oh, no.
I did, you know?
I know, but I don't think you can have two best friends.
Oh, no.
You figure it out yourself. I can't talk about this. I have to go into a meeting. Fine.
Oh, no!
You better be f***ing lying to me.
Yeah, no, I have one more quick question.
It's Maury. I'm sorry. I'll just be a second. It's Maury.
In the meeting!
We're the best friends that anybody could have. We're the two best friends that anyone can have.
I have no words.
What is your favorite thing that we've done as best friends?
Are you kidding me right now?
Like, do you tell people at work that you married your best friend?
I don't tell people anything at work because I'm busy working.
Okay, I just wanted you to know, in case anybody asks, tomorrow is Best Friends Day and you have one. Okay, so
Maury. Yeah. We're done. We're just gonna wrap this conversation. I can't talk to you right now.
You get okay? sexy when you're angry.
Do not call me back. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Here we go. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Last week ended with Friday being Spouses Day, dedicated to recognizing spouses everywhere for the kind and thoughtful and thankful and the security they bring and all this other stuff for your long-term relationship.
Loving stuff.
Loving stuff. I'm long-term. Mocha's long-term. Maury's long-term. But Maury, damn it, Maury, and his husband, damn it, Matthew, have an unusual relationship, a very particular relationship. And there's a lot of rules involved. And one of the main rules, rule one, if it's not one, it's two. What's rule one? Not allowed to, no bare feet in the bed, right? That's rule one. Rule two has to be, don't ever call me at work.
Oh, no. That's true. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's true.
Maury's not allowed to call Matthew at work because Matthew, very busy, high-pressure job. The last thing he wants to do is hear from Maury. But it was Spouses Day. And so what is this? Maury just calling to wish Matthew a happy Spouses Day?
While Matthew is at work.
Oh, no.
Breaking rule number two.
Oh, no.
Matthew speaking.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to wish you a very happy National Spouse Day.
Oh, that's the thing?
Yeah, it's a day that we celebrate our spouse. That's you and me.
Okay,
together
great.
Forever.
Okay. I'm at work. Okay, love you too.
Okay, happy
talk
spouse
to you later.
Day. Happy Spouse Day.
Okay, happy Spouse Day. Great. Okay, bye.
Oh, no.
Hello?
Hi. Sorry to bother. You know how I called you earlier? I'm not happy. I know. I'm not happy with how we sort of left it. I just thought that, you know, it's Spouse Day, and it'd be kind of cute if I called you during the day.
Maury, honestly, couldn't this be over a text?
A text? You can't text those kind of lovey-dovey things. I want you to hear my voice and the tone in which I am saying Happy Spouse Day.
Use emojis.
That's not heartfelt.
Okay, great. Love you. Bye.
I'll see you when you get home. I'm going to make dinner for you.
Okay, yeah, you better.
Any requests?
Maury, this all could be done on text message, okay? I'm in the middle of stuff. Bye.
Happy Spouse Day.
Love you. Okay. Happy Spouse Day. I really do love you. Okay, bye. You have got to be kidding me. This better not be about National Spouse Day.
It's about National Spouse Day.
Okay, honestly, you're trying to really piss me off.
I just
want to
know if you told anybody else there that I called about National Spouse Day.
No, nobody gives a damn about National Spouse Day right now.
Well, I do, and that's why I'm calling you. I just want to make
sure. Okay, well, some of us are busy writing press releases.
I know, but what would happen if you saw on Twitter that it was National Spouse Day and I didn't wish you a happy
National
Spouse Day?
I'm not on Twitter.
Day.
I'm busy working.
Yeah, but I mean, now you can go and tell all those, your coworkers, like, that I called.
It's not about you.
Yeah, but I mean...
Maury,
yeah.
We're going to talk about this when I get home.
Okay, love you.
Love you too.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Valentine's Day. A day to celebrate and express love for one another. And in the case of the Dammits, our very own Dammit Maury and his husband, Dammit Matthew, it's the romantic gesture of running a bubble bath, setting up candles and sprinkling rose petals all over the master ensuite in the hopes that they'd be able to take a romantic bath together.
Sure.
We should mention, in the condo that Dammit Maury and his husband live in, they have a master ensuite. Dammit Maury is not allowed to step foot that master ensuite, whether Dammit Matthew is home or not. No. Especially when Dammit Matthew is not at home.
Yeah. He counts squares of toilet paper before he leaves for work, just to make sure.
Don't use my sink. No. Don't use my toilet. No. Don't use my bathtub.
I think Matthew thought that he found a footprint in the bathroom one time and blamed you for using it.
Yeah. Who was in here?
Yeah, I see it. There's a footprint and one drop of pee. I know you were in here. I'm sure this went over well.
Dammit Maury tried to surprise Dammit Matthew. This is what happened.
Matthew. Hello.
Hello.
I'm in the bathroom.
Hi. Oh my god.
Happy Valentine's Day.
What is this?
It's your romantic spa.
Oh, really? In my own home?
Yes, look what I've done.
Why am I seeing whole roses in the water?
People do that. No, they put petals and stuff.
Sweet, how am I going to do this? I would cut myself if I went in there. Get your foot out of the water. Maury, get your foot. No.
We have to do this together.
No.
Why not? We'll just immerse ourselves in with the roses.
Have you seen the size of that bathtub? It is tiny. It's for one person, and that's me.
No, but this one time only.
Your feet are not going in that water with me.
They're already in, so like, why not just take? Why not just deal with this? Like, when we just, we'll do it together.
No, don't you dare! No,
I'm gonna put my foot in.
No,
my foot goes in the water.
Don't make me pull out the bleach.
Bleach? We're gonna do this together.
No, we're not. No.
What? Where's your romanticisms?
I don't believe in romanticisms in the bathtub. Like, that is my space.
I will sponge you. I will bathe you.
I'm not into that.
Fine, I'll go in head first then. I'll go in head first.
Your head is better than the feet. I don't like your feet. I don't want feet in the water. Drain.
Why can't
the
we
water.
Be that couple that honestly, like, I will sponge your back.
We live
I will
in
sponge your back. I will shampoo your hair, and then you'll do the same to me.
This is a small condo bathtub. It doesn't fit two people.
My foot's going in.
I will literally. Misery.
My foot was already there.
I will chop these feet off, honestly.
Oh, so I did all this for us, for you?
No, you did it for me. Thank
Can
you.
You're pulling me out of the bathroom.
Okay, we're walking. Drain the water. Drain the water.
I know, but how can I walk when you're holding my one foot and my one arm? Okay, so what happened with Valentine's Day then?
Nothing happened with Valentine's Day. I love you. Great.
You pushed me in.
No.
Fine. Okay, enjoy your bath.
Is that water on the floor?
What are you talking about? Maybe. Can you get that?
Oh.
If that doesn't scream love, I don't know what does. Happy Valentine's Day.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So you know that super cool secret handshake that you and I have because we're best friends?
That's true.
Dammit Maury, super jealous.
Oh.
Wanted me to show him the other day, and I was like, nope, it's secret.
Oh, I actually have a special handshake with Catherine.
Do you?
Yeah. We were like, we need a handshake. And then so we found one, and then we just do this cool handshake.
So guess it's what Dammit Maury did when he got home?
Oh, what's that?
Over the weekend.
What?
He tried to convince his husband, Dammit Matthew, that they need a secret handshake.
Oh, no.
And he recorded the conversation. How do you think that went?
I hate this salad. I don't like that salad anymore.
Let me preface this by saying this is at the height of Dammit Maury's stressful time.
Yeah.
Which is when he's in the kitchen and he has to cook.
Okay. And obviously what I'm hearing right now is that Matthew hates the salad.
Absolutely hates the salad.
Okay.
I hate this salad. I hate that salad. I don't like that salad anymore.
I like that one.
Well, then that's for you.
Did it beep?
No, but it could go in and just get a head start.
No, that's how you get salmonella. Just get out of the kitchen. I'd rather just do it by myself.
Oh, no.
I need a knife. No, a small one. God.
Do you know what we need?
What?
We need our own secret handshake.
No, we don't. Why are we handshaking?
No, but we need, like, some sort of secret handshake, so when we walk into a room...
We don't need a secret handshake
that we do, then people, we walk into a room, people know that we're together.
Oh, the Lord is testing me today.
Right? So we walk into the room and we do our slap, slap, butt, or something.
No.
Then people are like, oh my God, they have their own handshake, that's so cute.
Why would a couple have their own handshake?
To show togetherness.
Oh. Maury, I don't have time for this.
Just one high five.
Trying to make dinner.
High five, and then we go around.
No, I don't know these around.
We have to create it. And then when we walk into a party, then people are like, oh, wow, look at them. Like, they're so cute.
No, they're going to be like, oh my God, look at them. They spent time figuring this out. Why?
And then we'll be couples goals.
No, there's no couple goals.
Don't you want to be couples goals?
Ugh. No.
But we don't have a thing that's our thing.
We have more than enough things.
What is our thing?
High and by, that's our thing.
We're not remembered for something, like, you know, like the couple.
Well, are we dying?
We don't even have nicknames for each other. Except my one. Yeah, I call you Butterfly.
A dainty little butterfly.
I don't know, I feel like we're missing the boat here.
Yeah, the boat, the ship has sailed.
Ow!
Fridge. Ow! Put that in the fridge.
We do a high five.
What is the...
Okay, so we're in...
choreographed thing.
Normal high five.
Uh-huh.
Spin around. High five again. And then butt tap. High five, spin around. High five. Butt tap.
Okay, so, salt and pepper. 30 minutes.
Meaningful. So meaningful.
The Roz and Mocha Show. Podcast.
Yep. So, well, we were on vacation last week. It's so great to be back. It's the last week of school for everybody. It's awesome. And the Dammits, Dammit Maury and his husband, Dammit Matthew, vacationed last week. And they did a bunch of stuff, like mini adventures. And all this week, we're going to be hearing what they did on vacation. And so... their vacation started with a trip down to the Harborfront Canoe and Kayak Center, as millions of people do. Like, the idea of canoeing with your lover is supposed to be romantic.
It sounds beautiful.
Thank you.
We had, like, gorgeous weather this week. Like, imagine, like, that Toronto skyline.
It's magic.
Oh.
It's magic.
My heart will go on. And the Dammits got into a canoe. And this is what happened.
This is going to be fun.
It's not going to be fun. You know how I feel? I don't like aquatics.
Okay, are your PFD?
What's a PFD?
Yeah.
Personal flotation device.
Oh.
Oh, my God. This requires... wait, two paddles, right?
One
two
for you,
each
one for
me. Or one?
No, one for each.
Oh, my God. I know what the people on the Titanic felt like now.
Okay, so Matthew, you're over
it's
at
definitely
the front.
Wider than I thought.
So get in over at the front.
So that's the front.
No, I don't want you controlling this. I'd rather, like, no.
No, I know how to steer.
Okay, how... do these have a tendency to tip? They don't?
No.
This thing is gonna, like, tip on one end.
Why?
Maury.
What?
Don't you dare move this thing. No, I know. I will get off this thing, and this pole is long enough for me to hit you with it. God, I'm wearing the wrong underwear for this. I swear, a drip of water touches me.
You're on the water.
Divorce. No, what? Oh my God.
I'm paddling backwards to turn us. I'm paddling backwards to turn us.
I will lose my mind if I fall in this water. Ah, Maury! Oh my God, don't you dare.
Did you see the waves?
Okay, I don't like this. Oh my God, Maury. Oh my God. Ah, Maury! I feel like we need to lose 10 pounds before we can get on this thing again next time.
Oh, you're not earthy.
This is not earthy, this is water. I'd like the earth. I'd like to go back on soil. Do you know Jay-Z's yacht? That's what I need.
Uh-oh.
Oh my God, stop! Embarrassing me in front of all these people. It's just not for me.
But I'm doing all the work.
Yes, as you should.
Did you have fun?
No, I did not have fun.
It's, I'm just trying to do things that bring us closer together.
I like being on land. Okay, thank you.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Last week, the Roz and Mocha Show were on vacation. Dan and Maury decided to take that time.
Live it up.
That he had to live it up. But live it up with his husband because he wanted to do stuff as a couple.
Like adventure-y staycation type stuff around the city.
Right? Fun things. Yeah. Super fun. Things that he thought that Dan and Matthew would appreciate.
No.
For example, they went canoeing. That didn't go as planned.
Maury! Oh my God, don't you dare.
Do you see the waves?
Okay, I don't like this. Oh my God, Maury. Oh my God. Maury!
It's a canoe.
They took a romantic sunset flight above the city of Toronto in a super tiny plane.
Yeah.
And just convincing Dan and Matthew to get into that plane was a task in itself.
You'll be fine.
No, I don't like those small planes. I will not go on those planes, period. End of discussion. No ifs, ands, or buts. Cancel the plane.
So wow. The flight didn't get canceled, and they went.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, and today, which is awesome, what we're going to hear today, and today actually happens to be the CN Tower's birthday. 43 today.
Happy birthday, CN Tower.
Who knew, huh? And so last week, what they had done was they did the edge walk, which I have not done and I will not do. And I still cannot believe that Maury convinced Matthew to do edge walk.
Well, here's how the conversation started before going to the CN Tower.
Okay, so I thought we would go and do something fun, so I booked us for something.
Okay, I hope it's the spa.
No,
it's the edge walk.
What makes you think I want to go on the edge walk?
A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
It's the week off. Why are you even booking anything on my days off?
Because I thought that it would be fun to actually do things together except for sitting on the couch.
I want to sleep. I don't sleep. I live here. I don't need to go up the CN Tower. I see the CN Tower.
Yeah, from below. Oh, no, wow. See it from within.
I don't need to see it from within. I like worm's eye view, not bird's eye views.
So we have to go now.
What?
We have to go now.
No.
Yeah.
So, oh my God. I'm with Matthew on this one. Hell no.
All right, Matthew and Maury, this is your official welcome to the Edgewalk.
No. Oh my God. No, no, no. I told you I didn't want to do this. I'm freaking out right now. 1 foot.
What if I push you? What if I push you?
How are you feeling right now?
The wind makes it scarier.
That's fair. Every activity I will also demonstrate it first, and then I'll give you a chance to do it one by one, okay?
Okay.
First one is a warm-up.
Yeah.
It's called Toes Over Toronto. It's exactly what it sounds like.
How about a new one? Toes Up My Husband's.
Hey, come on. You go first.
No.
You go first. I'm too scared.
You're the one that brought me up here, and now you're scared to do this.
Yeah, come on. Go ahead.
No.
Go.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it first so that when you do it next, I'm gonna throw you off.
Maury, how do you feel about going first? You want Matt to go first? Alright.
Oh, well, so if I die, you can see everything. It really feels like I'm jumping off this building.
You're a quick learner, I like that.
Oh my God.
Then don't look down then. What, where am I supposed to look?
Maury, if you drag my ass all the way up here, you're not even gonna do this.
Goes over Toronto. It was a warm up. What? Now, what do you two think it was a warm up for?
Oh my God, no. That's not happening.
Yeah, so this is the lean back right here, all right? So that's what we're working up towards.
Okay, all you have to do is sit down and lean back.
No. Ain't nobody sitting or leaning back.
No. Sit down and lean back.
The only time I lean back is at the club.
Come on. Are you not embarrassed?
Oh, shame him.
What I'm thinking is if you're in front of me and you help me.
Would you like that? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
What?
You ready? Let's do this.
Okay.
There you go. That's it right there. That's it right there. You had it.
Oh.
That was it, Maury.
No, I don't think I can.
That was it right there.
I don't know.
We need pictures.
What? I definitely can't do it up there.
Wow. Did he wind up doing it? No, he didn't lean back. So lean back is with your back to the city, right?
Yeah, it's the famous picture that people always post on social.
Right.
Where you're leaning, it looks like you're sitting down, leaning over the edge with your back to the city.
No, there's no chance. How was it after that, Moore? Did you guys, like, was he mad at you? How long was he mad at you for? He must have been mad at you your whole vacation.
Yeah.
He just tortured the man.
We went downstairs to the 360 for dinner. We didn't really talk during dinner.
Not at all. all, huh?
Oh, no. That romantic setting at that beautiful restaurant?
No.
No talking?
Yeah, no talking.
No. Have you talked since?
Yeah, because he saw the pictures and how great they were.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Ooh, rock climbing is no joke. You got to wear them little shoes. Your feet are all scrunched up in the end of them. Oh, it hurts.
On top of all that, you're wearing, it's like you're putting on pants, but just straps.
Yeah.
And it sits around your legs weird, your butt, and then your crotch area.
Yeah.
And if you sit on it, awkward, it just hurts.
Yeah, the harness is no joke either. So, Dammit Maury and his husband, Dammit Matthew, last week while on vacation, to cap off their week-long sort of, like, staycation romantic sort of excursions with each other. They decided to go rock climbing.
Now, before we get to rock climbing, they tried canoeing at one point, and that sounded lovely.
Maury! Oh, my God, don't you dare.
Do you see the waves?
Okay, I don't like this. Oh, my God, Maury. Oh, my God. Maury!
They also went on a tiny little plane to check out the sunset over Toronto. And when I say tiny plane, like super tiny.
You'll be fine.
No, I don't like those small planes. I will not go on those planes, period. End of discussion. No ifs, ands, or buts. Cancel the plane.
Yesterday, we played what happened when they went to the rec room and did the new horror VR game that's so scary that some of the staff at the rec room won't even take part whatsoever.
I look like Jesus or the Pope. This better be the ending.
Okay. I'm just wondering if there's anything you can suggest that Matthew would actually be excited about. Probably not, huh? No.
So here we go. Dammit's on vacation. Rock climbing.
My foot kills.
How do you feel about rock climbing today?
I'm not into this.
Why?
Because.
What honestly could be the problem? What could be the problem?
I hate you. You're a rock. You're a pebble.
What's wrong with, look how many, there's children here having fun.
Exactly. I hate this. There's kids around me.
Oh. How you doing down there?
I'm gonna kill you.
Matthew, you're doing it.
I hate you. This white powder.
It's called chalk.
It looks like cocaine. Oh my God. Oh, I can't do this. I've got a bad shoulder and a bad neck.
Okay.
I should not be doing this.
Can you come up and grab some from up here?
Okay. I've made it to the butterfly. And that's as far as I'm going.
One more move.
I don't think I can do. So what happens if I let go? I would fall.
So just go.
I don't know if I can do that.
You just gotta let go. Let go.
This is not for me. Was I on the easy wall? Yes. There's so many.
This is beginner. That's why there's butterflies and lions and dinosaurs as rocks.
I made it to the butterfly.
Where did you guys go? What's the name of the place? Base camp?
Oh my God.
That's where it was?
So
yeah.
Funny.
Cool. Is it a good climbing gym?
So there you go. The dam, it's on vacation.
Oh my God.
Doing some rock climbing.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So the dam, it's on vacation. While we were off last week, Dammit Maury and his husband, Dammit Matthew, did like a bunch of little mini staycation adventures. And they just fight. That's just what they do. They just fight. They fought when they went canoeing. They fought.
Maury! Oh my God, don't you dare.
Do you see the waves?
Okay, I don't like this. Oh my God, Maury. Oh my God. Maury!
Sounded like they had fun. They
fought right before Maury arranged a tiny little airplane to take a romantic sunset trip around the city.
You'll be fine.
No, I don't like those small planes. I will not go on those planes, period. End of discussion. No ifs, ands, or buts. Cancel the plane.
Yo, I saw Dammit Matthew, though, on his Instagram posted some beautiful pictures, and he looked like he had fun.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right? Until you hear it. And they also, he tortured him with Edgewalk and everything else. And they also went to down to the rec room to do the VR experience, which I did the Star Wars one, and it's incredible.
Yeah.
And
they have a Wreck-It Ralph one.
Yeah.
And, Ghostbusters one.
And the one that was there was Nicodemus, Demon of Evanishment. And this is the horror VR. So it's scary. And so This is Dammit Maury and his husband, Dammit Matthew, last week on vacation doing the VR adventure down at Rec Room.
I can see you.
Oh my God.
You look like a very, like, 1920s man.
Walkway of tomorrow.
What? Oh my God! Where are you going? What the f***? Oh my God! Is this like a roller coaster or something?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Where the f*** are you?
Where are you?
Sounds like fun.
Oh my God! Jesus, no, this cannot. I'm gonna kill
myself.
Come on,
then. It's alive!
Doesn't tell me it's a horror one.
Ew, it feels so real. Okay, I'll just put this back. Do I open this?
Can I ask where Maury is this entire time?
What?
Wow, he gets paralyzed.
Are we done?
Oh my God! Maury, I went to the chiropractor today and now I threw out everything. It's banishment. Is that a word? I look like Jesus or the Pope. This better be the ending.
Can I lift my head?
Yep.
Holy hell.
Wow, yeah. So by the way, the whole purpose of Nicodemus and what you were listening to is that it all takes place in, I guess, like an old world's fairgrounds. And the purpose is, quote, explore the abandoned exhibits and don't get caught by the demon.
The Roz and Mocha Show Podcast.
Are we ready to get into the danger zone with the Dammits?
Yeah. See, in my head, I'm with you on this. I'm into, you know, the Dammits getting on a plane in flight suits, high-fiving right before they board, helmets, fist bumping.
Sure.
But really, this was a romantic thing that Maury tried to do. This was a sort of like evening sunset romantic trip around the city in one of those little small planes that they do down with Fly GTA. And Matthew and Maury fight about everything.
Everything.
And I didn't think that this one was going to be a big deal. When Maury said that they were going on a plane, I'm like, finally something that Matthew's going to be into and might actually find romantic.
But here's how the conversation started when Maury brought it up with him.
I'm burnt out. I think I have sunstroke.
Matthew, time to get ready for another outing.
What?
We have to go. We have to go.
Go where?
We're going to do something romantic.
Oh, no. Where?
It's a surprise.
No, I don't do surprises. Let's... Come on.
We are going on a little sunset flight around downtown Toronto.
No way, I'm not doing that. No, Maury, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
No, I'm dead serious. I'm not doing that. No, you're lying to me. I know you are.
No, that's what we're doing.
I am not doing that. I don't get on those small planes, period.
That's why I booked it as a short little around and down.
No.
Around and down.
I'm really not doing that.
Yes.
I have a terrifying fright of those kind of flights.
You'll be fine.
No, I don't like those small planes. I will not go on those planes, period. End of discussion. No ifs, ands, or buts. Cancel the plane.
Okay, so after that conversation, drove to the airport.
Oh.
And before getting on the plane, I guess as the pilot is explaining, going through safety procedures.
They just need to shut.
I thought this was bigger.
You guys, wait to get...
Oh my God, I'm freaked out. Is he...
Okay, so this is your main entrance and exit. Okay, this will come up. There's instructions on the door handle on how to open it. It's right here.
Wait, but we would never need to open the door.
Well, I mean, if you want to get out after the flight.
Oh, yes, okay. All right, let's do this.
Okay, and I just like, it was romantic, right? More like it's like, God, man.
So they're on the plane.
Oh, no.
Tiny little plane.
It's tiny, too.
Tiny, tiny little plane.
It's like a minivan.
Up in the air, circling around Toronto.
Ah! Not afraid of the height. It's the turbulence. Like, it's so shaky, and my ears are popping.
Okay, what do you see?
My light flashing before my eyes. Oh, my God. It just feels like a...
a dinky little thing. The sudden dips, I don't understand. Wow, it looks like the city looks so small from up here, you know? Oh my god.
No, no, no.
Ave Maria, che grasa.
Okay, did you enjoy it? We're about to land.
I did. Oh my god, I really liked it.
Oh, oh wow.
Oh my god. I felt like the engine just shut off. Oh my god. This is not how I thought the landing would be.
Yay! Applause!
I did it.
I did it.
How was that?
That was honestly amazing and better than I thought.
Was it as romantic as you hoped for?
No, nothing romantic about it.
Do we kiss now?
No.
That's the damn it's on vacation in a little plane.
I love it.
And we will continue tomorrow where damn it Maury takes damn it Matthew.
Oh, God.
To the edge walk at CN Tower.
Why would you do that?
You heard the way he freaked out on the plane. What makes you think he's going to be A-okay with Edgewalk and CN Tower?
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So you just heard Damon Mori's recap of the series finale of Game of Thrones.
Yes.
And he's been dreading watching week after week this last season.
I know, we ruined Mori's spring.
Who has never watched Game of Thrones ever. So his husband, Damon Matthew, is never in the room when Maury's watching Game of Thrones.
Right.
Because Matthew's not a big...
No, you know, he's never seen it either.
...fan.
Right.
But Damon Maury, after Sunday's episode, so excited that it was over.
Yeah.
Wanted to share the news of what happened.
He spoiled it?
He spoiled it.
What if Matthew wanted to watch it? It's all on demand.
He doesn't want to. Oh, he doesn't want to watch it. Oh, okay.
You don't know. You don't know.
Matthew, what? Can I lie next to you?
I have something in my eye. I don't know what happened.
Do you want to hear how Game of Thrones ends?
Not really. I don't even know how it started.
Okay, well, there's the blonde queen and Jon Snow.
I only know one blonde queen, and that's Madonna.
The blonde queen and Jon Snow, I think they're like related or something, but they always make out. And then, what? So like Jon Snow then like kisses her, and I guess while they're kissing, he stabs her, and then she falls to the ground, and a dragon comes to like take her away and blows fire on that like chair throne thing and melts it.
What? That chair's real? I thought that was just like, I thought it was a prop to promote the show in stores or something.
Okay, but then they were tasked to find a new leader.
I don't know any of this. I don't, like, what do you mean? This is the ending?
Yes. Then everybody decides to appoint the boy in the wheelchair as the new king.
I don't care. I don't know what they're the king of, what they're ruling, what they're leading, where they're going. Oh, I don't know.
And there's dragons.
That I don't get either. Every time you turn on that show, all I heard and saw was fighting. Fighting, 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 fighting. No dialogue, just fighting.
Yeah, but now...
Oh, and I'm upset now that just because there's...
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
The conversation between Damon Maury and his husband, Damon Matthew, last night was, what's the difference between fiction and nonfiction?
Easy.
Yeah, one's real, one's not. Done. End of conversation.
Well, we all know that, but which is which? That's the tough part. No, it's not, Maury. I'm joking.
All right, here's what happened.
No, I don't understand what's fiction.
I just told you, fiction is fake. Like, someone, a writer wrote it. You know what I mean? Like, for fun. Nonfiction is, like, real.
Then why did they put the word non?
You bought, like, a story that someone made up.
But you know what I mean? Nonfiction.
No, it's saying
non-fiction.
Non-fake fiction. Like it's non-fiction because fiction
non-fake fiction.
Non-fiction is informational true facts. Yeah, non-fiction is like real.
In fiction?
Fiction is made up literature. Like it's like a made up story, you know? Like it could be real, but it's made up. It's not true.
So then why is the word non in front?
Because if fiction means
non-real. Sorry. If fiction tells a story, like it's a story, oh right? God.
That's a real one.
No, someone made it up. They're a writer. They want to make up a story.
That's fiction.
That's fiction. So non-fiction is not a made-up story. So it's real.
Then why don't they just change the meaning?
This is like, why do you just torment me like this?
Because you're not answering me. So what are we?
Fiction. No, we're not fiction.
What are we? Like, as people? Are you fictional or are you... You're fictional individuals.
Actually, you are more fictional than you are non-fictional, I'll tell you that.
Here we go. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Dammit, we're back at it again.
So, Dammit Maury and his husband, Dammit Matthew, they have a unique relationship.
I would say so. It's very loving. Sometimes it sounds that way.
Yeah.
Times it doesn't.
They're very, each of them have a very short wick when it comes to the other. But they seem to make
that
work.
It's like a car crash.
It's just like a car crash. You're right.
Last night I was on his side of the bed and he told me to move my carcass.
Oh, wow.
No, he didn't. Did he really?
Yeah.
Move your carcass. Man, if that ain't love,
I don't know what is. So what did you knuckleheads get up to now?
Well, we're trying to do the Cardi B okay. Like the Pepsi commercial and everywhere, she always says okay a certain way. And I thought that.
Oh, because she rolls it.
Yeah, right? She doesn't say okay. She says like occur. But then the R, she rolls.
Occur.
Yeah. Right? So it sounds like this.
Occur. Occur. You want to know something? Occur. Occur.
Occur.
Occur. Easy. Occur.
Looks easier than it is.
No, listen to me do it. Occur.
Occur.
For some, super tough.
You know, that's the first time I ever tried that. I thought I was going to embarrass myself now. Yeah.
Do it again.
Yeah.
Oh, easy. But for the damage.
Oh, no. Not so easy. No, you didn't.
Okay,
oh,
so you remember from the Super Bowl when Cardi B did the whole okay thing? Okay.
Okay.
Okay. It's not a cockatoo.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Oh, brr.
I can't do...
Okay, one more time.
Oh.
Okay.
You rrr. Why you're trying to...
I can't. Roll. Roll.
Oh.
Roll the R. Last one.
I don't want to be on camera right now.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Try it again.
Okay.
Look. Okay, do this.
Rrr.
Okay, now do this. Oak.
Oak.
Rrr. Okr.
Okay.
Come on, man.
Okay.
Look at my mouth. Oak.
Oak.
Rrr. Okr.
Okr. I think it's from the R to the N that I screw up.
Do a light purr, like do. No, not with your lips.
That's weird.
No, with your tongue. Don't do it with your lips, do it with your tongue. No. Not a raspberry. This.
Okay? What's that?
A raspberry?
Yeah.
This. Go.
You guys look super weird right now.
You sound like a sexy oil change.
Try it again. One more time.
Okay.
No, that's not it.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Dammit Maury and his husband, Dammit Matthew. We love their relationship, the Dammits. The arguing, the fighting, the bickering, the love. There's so much love.
Yeah. It's okay to fight as long as you make up.
Have you guys made up yet over this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? All right. They were in the kitchen, and Matthew wanted to make poached eggs. And Maury secretly recorded the conversation because Matthew was getting frustrated with Maury because Maury wanted to help out, as he always does.
He doesn't trust Maury to do anything. No.
At all.
Okay.
Yeah, Maury's shaking his head. Yep, you got that right.
Yeah.
And here's what happened.
No, because you're going to ruin eggs.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
These I'm not going to ruin. Then get me the regular eggs for trying poached.
Oh, my God.
You're not. Dude, I'm not starting my year off like this.
I swear, Maury, you better not mess with me.
So we have to let it simmer.
Do I pour the...
No, don't you dare.
Why are you pushing me away?
I don't like people in my kitchen. Thank you very much.
Oh. Yeah, but you're teaching me how to do this.
I need a tablespoon. No, like a measuring tablespoon, not an actual tablespoon.
Is a tablespoon not a tablespoon?
I don't know. So I need an actual tablespoon. I need the measuring cup tablespoon. Like the
it's a tablespoon.
Thing. Where is it? I don't see it. Okay, so it looks like it's simmering. It looks like it's boiling. I need to bring that down.
Well, in order to get something to simmer, it has to boil first, then it simmers.
No. I think simmer means before the boiling point.
No, simmer means boiling, then you bring it down to a simmer.
It's at 3 inches of water. How am I supposed to get a measuring tape?
3 inches of water?
That's what it said, but I thought you don't cook in inches.
Let me do it.
Maury, this is apple cider vinegar. It's expensive. If you're not pouring it, you're measuring it. The eggs need to be in the little bowl. Stop and wait.
What do I pour it in?
No, you wait. It's not simmering.
When does the egg go in?
I don't know what happened. It stopped simmering, it stopped boiling, it stopped moving.
So let's just pour this in.
No, I will hurt you.
Oh, wow.
And you put the egg in the middle of the swirl.
Seriously?
Yes.
Slowly?
You drop it in, I don't know what you're waiting for. It's gonna go in there. Like, I don't like mixing organic with non-organic.
Oh, God.
So do I stir this?
No! God. You know what? It's too early for interaction.
Matthew, it's noon.
I don't get up until noon on weekends.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Powered by Air Transat. Catch the guys live weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
Kiss925.com
or download the Kiss925 app.